Uber upended the taxi cab business with its ride-sharing model that lets average people double as a livery service. Now it's trying to do the same thing with the shipping industry. Uber Freight announced last week that it's launching service between Columbus and Chicago. Eric Berdinas helped build the Uber Freight app, and he joins us now. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Uber Freight is basically what it sounds like, right? It links people who need stuff shipped with truck drivers.
Yeah, and in particular, it links businesses with truck drivers. So if you ship a lot of things around the country, you know, those large 53-foot trucks you see on the highway, those are the kind of trucks that we work with.
So it just doesn't make sense for an average person, like, say, if I wanted to ship a piano to Chicago, it wouldn't really make sense for me?
That's right, yeah. We don't do those individual shipments, but we do large, you know, shipments from factories or warehouses.
How do you determine what to pay drivers?
So we pay drivers kind of what's the market rate. You can think of it like surge pricing that you see on the Uber app. So if there's a lot of demand, then those rates will be really high. If there's not a lot of demand, then the rates will be more average.
And the stakes are higher for a commercial driver than they are for a typical Uber driver, right? Like if a driver heads to Chicago with a full load, he has to plan that and then have a full load coming back.
Yeah, so in the Uber app, for ride sharing, the app says, hey, pick up this person, drop them off, and then they automatically send you, here's the next person to pick up. In the Uber Freight app, we actually give drivers a little bit more control, so they can search for whatever loads that fit in with their schedule. So if they're driving to Chicago to drop off a load, then they can search for loads coming out of Chicago to make sure that they're constantly running their truck.
We've seen a lot of anger from the taxi cab industry over Uber's business model. Have you seen that same pushback from the trucking industry?
Well, in this case, it's actually a bit different because, the truck drivers that we're working with, they're still doing the same job that they did before, but now they're getting paid a lot quicker and they're using the app to find loads, whereas before they had to make, dozens of phone calls and try to negotiate rates when they might be leaving money on the table. So it's not like we're putting some new drivers in the market to compete with them. It's actually taking the drivers that are already out there and helping them make their businesses run more efficiently.
And like you said, they are getting paid the market rate. This is not a lower pay for them.
That's correct, yeah.
Just like Uber has to compete with Lyft, Uber Freight has a rival in Convoy, an on-demand trucking service out of Seattle that launched 2 years ago. What can Uber Freight do that Convoy can't?
So when you think about running such a large-scale network of supply and demand, like Uber ride-sharing is, or even Uber Freight, it really takes a lot of scale and a lot of operations, hustle and expertise. And, what Uber's been able to do by putting, boots on the ground in every major city to scale its ride-sharing business, we believe that kind of operational expertise plus the technology of matching supply and demand through, an app with really smart surge pricing algorithms and using a lot of that big data in order to figure out exactly who should take what load at what time. That's something that only a company of Uber's scale can really pull off.
Uber has a lot of things going on. They disrupted the taxi cab market. They're now moving into freight. You're also working with driverless vehicles. What's next for Uber? What's down the road?
That's really up in the air. Uber's mission is to make transportation as reliable as running water. Turn on the faucet, get transportation. And that can really apply to lots of things. It can apply to moving people, moving food, and now with Uber Freight, moving goods.
Well, Eric Berdinas, thanks for talking to us.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Eric Berdinas is with Uber Freight. That's the new on-demand trucking service now offering service between Columbus and Chicago.